Hines Realty just announced completion of Meadowlark and Wildflower Ranch. These are 129 single-family built-to-rent communities. And it's these are becoming, you know, more commonplace. What's different about these, though, is they're all wired. Smart thermostats and keyless entry and video doorbells and all this brought about by Rentley. And Merrick Lackner is the founder and CEO of Rentley and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so this seems like a natural, something that, I mean, I could do this with you or Nest or whatever else, but to have this as a turnkey seems like a real great amenity.
Yeah, it's an amazing amenity. And you mentioned being able to do some of the individual components alone, and that's true. But what's so beautiful about the way this was set up by Hines is that it brings the entire control to the entire built-to-rent community seamlessly. So as tenants potentially move in and out or even buy the home, that entire access solution can be handed off to the person dwelling in the property. So with the smart access, you can set codes for your guests, for your family as they're visiting. Likewise, it can be used during the leasing phase as well, when the property is up on the market by the Hines organization as well. So it just brings a lot. Cameras for, you know, for monitoring, for seeing where packages are at. They're also doing smart water detection tools as well. So that's great for folks that are living there. The property is protected against water leak and so forth. And then thermostat settings. So you're correct. It's completely bringing the best technology to the built-to-rent communities that's available.
You know, on the landlord side, and we've talked about this, I guess, with Invitation Homes, who was one of the pioneers at, you know, buying up houses and renting them back out. But you got to maintain them and keep up with maintenance schedules and heating, ventilating, and air conditioning, and power consumption. I would guess that this helps with that, monitoring that.
Yeah, absolutely. This helps with monitoring the home. You could definitely see based on usage how HVAC health is doing, but completely it brings the monitoring to the property level. And that not only can potentially reduce insurance costs, but just the basic day-to-day monitoring is essential. I mean, I could tell you, I live with this technology. I check where my settings are at. I check to make sure there's no leaks. I check the doorbell camera to make sure all is there and packages have been taken in. So 100%, it's a much better living style, and it's much more comforting as well for those that are dwelling there.
This seems like an extension of your company, because I know Rentley, and I knew you as a company that had sort of a unique ability to vet potential tenants that were going to get apartments or houses. And that's where you started out, right?
Yeah, that's where we started out, is actually this technology enables folks to view properties on their own. So prior to the technology existing, it was very commonplace for realtors and leasing agents to go and physically open doors. And with this automation technology, with this smart technology is essentially on site, residents, potential prospects, can go and see the properties on their own, check in after registering on the Rentley site, and then go in and see the property. And you kind of hit the nail on the head when you opened up the conversation, is rather than these just being individual smart components, there's a systematic software behind it all that allows both Hines to utilize it during the renting process, and then hopefully, God willing, those folks become the owners. Or it could be used by the resident as well while they're there. And so that systematic control is what differentiates it. But absolutely, it can be used during the leasing phase. In addition to that, it could be used by maintenance crews. Think about renovation that might be happening, you know, right as the unit's going up. There's new paint going on walls, right? Mm-hmm. Contractors are coming in and out to put, you know, the shower heads and so forth. Well, all that can be automated in terms of access for those parties that need to enter and exit the property.
I can see how this would be a lot more efficient if you could incorporate it under construction rather than going back and retrofitting. But what do you do about technology? Technology has a bad habit of getting a lot better and changing drastically about every 6 months.
Yeah, so we are very proud that the technology that we've built is really weatherproof for obsolescence. We still have hubs and smart control systems out in the field 5, 6, 7 years later. It's built on a Z-Wave. It's also got Wi-Fi and cellular backhaul to it. So we've built it in with multiple protocols so that you're really future-proofing this. And then, of course, everything has a lifespan just as of being hardware and, you know, But when you actually look at what we've built in terms of the composition of it, the core technological framework is really in a strong place infrastructurally for many years. And that's what we've seen over the decade with the folks that are putting this out in the field.
You know, the multifamily market just doesn't seem to be showing any signs of slowing down. It's expanding, especially here, you know, across the Sun Belt. The single family rental market, though, has gotten a lot of pushback. Maybe not, certainly not the new communities, but going in and buying individual homes and putting them under a leasing agent has gotten some pushback for the community. Is this still a growing area?
Yeah, single family is still growing. I think what we've seen, and multifamily, as you referenced, is definitely expanding fast. I mean, the whole industry has taken a little bit of a slowdown in the last year or two with rates being as high as they are and then some of the economic general macro uncertainty. But most folks are hoping to see 26 be a much, much better year in terms of continued growth. And, you know, I have friends who actually live in many of these single family homes that are run by the Invitations, the First Keys. And they're having good experiences. Sure. You know, they're you know, in fact, the Wall Street Journal recently did an article on elderly folks, you know, moving out of their homes because it's too much space and they would rather live in a place that's maintained. That, I don't know, you probably saw that piece, you know, with folks that are actually choosing to sell their home and move into rentals because it's just easier to maintain.
Well, what,
lower cost.
All this makes so much sense. I'm surprised it hasn't been done before or that it isn't a crowded field.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the last couple of years, more and more folks are entering the field for sure. So I think we're going to only continue to see it blossom just based on the technology being just so desirable. And again, it's day to day used by residents that are in the home. You know, you end up using the access control systems daily, the thermostat control systems. You could set and forget, of course, to the areas you like. But many of the features are used daily, like the camera, the access control, etc. So I'm definitely expecting to see more and more companies enter the space in the coming years for sure.
So what's the next big thing for Rentley? Although this is pretty big.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff. We're very excited that we are launching a lock that we've actually manufactured with Kwikset. So they're one of the most renowned lock manufacturers in the world, owned by Assa Abloy. And we've combined our technology platform that allows for all this access automation with their smart rekey technology. So when a tenant, a resident moves out, you can actually do an on-the-spot rekey without actually changing the lock itself, right? So that further drives efficiency. That's exciting. And then all these tools are going to get plugged into AI for better efficiency and automated management. So that's also another exciting area of expansion as well.
Geographically, where's your growth? Is it through the South?
That's a big area for sure. Throughout the entire country, actually, but areas where you have you know, growing economies, of course. And so the South has definitely shined there. But really, we're servicing the entire nation. That's how it's set up now, and there's a lot of demand. So we're excited to be where we're at and working with the clients and renters, managers throughout the nation.
Well, I can see why. Rentley, it's a technology company for property managers and for renters, and I guess ultimately for homeowners. Merrick Lackney is the co-founder and CEO of Rentley and joined us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and have a wonderful day. Thanks so much.
For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.